So what's up with depression anyway? Like, it's like, I understand certain emotions or feelings, like anxiety. I get it. It's like the fight or flight as a human being, you know, I'm panicked about the future. I'm stressed out about a fear of the unknown. Like, it makes sense. And I even get the idea of ADHD, where my zippy zappies, they don't zap enough to motivate me to do certain things if I'm not intrinsically interested in them. It's like, okay, I get that. But I don't know, man, what is up with depression? What is the function of that as a human? Like, what is it? Just massive regret? Emotions and mood are fucking weird. Let's talk about it. You are listening to ADHD Big Brother, the podcast for adults struggling with their ADHD and comorbid depression symptoms. Yeah. I'm your host, Russ Jones, author of Descending to the Top, believer that you can actually have a smile in your life despite this diagnosis. So let's make some sense out of this struggle. Let's learn some stuff. Let's laugh at some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some stuff. Welcome to the podcast, you guys. Oh, man. Oh my God, am I getting sick? Oh God, please, I don't want to be sick. I've begun this process of what I'm hoping is becoming out of a depressive episode. It's been pretty sucky. I'm functional. There's lots of to-dos keeping me out of bed. When I'm around people, things are pretty cool. It's just when things are quiet, oh my, things are, they're pretty sucky internally. I think that's an appropriate symptom, right? Internal suckitude. I should check the DSM-5. Internal suckitude. I felt pretty sucky and lonely and lost. And even with all these wonderful things that are going on in my life, I can point to a lot of things that I have gratitude for. It's just this sort of sucky malaise about life. And it's like a weighted blanket of blech. Do you guys ever get like that? Do you ever wonder what that's all about? I mean, I'm so goddamn curious. Like, for me, it's usually, it's usually cyclical. I think my brain is going faster than my mouth is able to talk. And so it's cyclical. It goes in cycles. This is going in cycles. So I wonder, like, oh God, when will the cycle end? Or do I need medicine for this? What the fuck? For me, I wonder what kicks this stuff off. I'm so curious, you know, like, what is it that, like, why do we get this way? No, seriously, I want to know. I want to know right now. You know what? Let's ask somebody. I know a guy. You guys want to talk to Douglas? Through the podcast, I met a cool guy, Douglas Zimmerman. He's a psychotherapist. He works behaviorally and psychoanalytically. He's been helping people for 20 years who suffered obsessions, compulsions, depression, anxiety, relationship issues. He helps a bunch of people with a bunch of different types of suffering. He's awesome. He also supervises junior clinicians, and he was the chief clinician at a woman's shelter in the Bronx. So let's pop in on him and find out why we get depressed. He's in New York, though, so a true pop-in would be me flying to New York from Los Angeles. So, hey, you want to do this? Let's create a quick montage of me traveling. Does that work? Oh, it looks like we already started it. Okay, well, here we go. Let's go. And here we are at Douglas's home. Oh, door's open. Douglas, hello. Well, this looks like an office.
Russ, how'd you get in?
Oh, the door was unlocked, and I just made a wacky assumption. I have a quick question. Why do we get depressed?
Ah, Russ, why is the sky blue? What's with the letter K?
What's with the letter K?
I do feel one of the big leaders in depression is one of the things is when people are living inauthentically. To me, that is huge to me. They're not leaning in. They're avoiding. They're being something that's not true to themselves. And that often leads, and certainly people with ADHD mask often because they speak a different language. Any neurodivergent brain speaks a different language than the regular folk. And so you, in order to communicate and to fit in, the key, people will be inauthentic. Mask is the term masking. And that really leads to, it's because you're not being your true self. And you have to find out who your true self is and come to accept that. But by not living authentically, it's just going to bring you down. I'm convinced of that. The more and more I talk to people, both patients, friends, when I think about myself, you know, if I'm not living authentically, and in my life, I have not lived as authentically as I'm living now. I was sad when I wasn't that way. Something was off. You know, like a therapist become therapist for a reason. You know, we fix ourselves. We try to help others. And hey, we found this thing. We got this thing going. You know, why don't you try this and so forth? And that's one of the parts. And so, you know, so you're asking me a big question. Why do we get depressed? It is unique for every individual, though. And obviously, it's genetic. It's environmental. It's, you know, it's the whole thing.
So if I'm not living authentically, then what can I do?
First, I would, and let's assume there's not a therapist involved, because if this were the therapist, I would process it. And by processing it, then they would be able to, you can identify it and then you can change it. But let's say you're doing this on your own. I think a tool is, and I know you're a big fan of, I am too, is writing things down. Very important to journal, to just free flow. Don't even edit and start to see where you're holding back. And usually it's people will say, well, I have to be different. Because if I'm not, I'm going to be ridiculed by others or something more or less. And you might be, probably won't be to the extent that you imagine, even close. If it happens, then we'll deal. It's not probably not going to kill you. No, I say that because, I mean, it's all degrees about it, authenticity. There are moments where we, in order to be socialized beings, we do have to watch ourselves. We just can't live from id. And so that means suspending gratification often in order to survive. So you have to be, and that might mean suspending speaking up, which to one, I have one patient I'm thinking of, it kills him to not say something. If he notices something wrong, and sometimes it's best not to say something, and we're learning that there's another little thing that I that recently everyone's got their thing, right? For me, I hold to is about conflict and even in this particular moment, if you're going to be authentic and you come up against conflict, I just tell people be direct, be kind, and be brief. Obviously, it's a real abridged version into looking into authenticity, but I think writing down is important and identifying. If it were therapy, I'd say go to therapy and this stuff can be worked through and it can be. So that's the good news. But if you can't afford therapy, then I believe in groups and what have you. Get the feedback, identify where you're being inauthentic and other things you want to change, and then attack them as best you can.
How do you recommend then that we journal?
I think it's good. Good morning. You start your day. Whatever ritual you have in that morning, everyone usually has. When you're at a moment of peace, or try to take that time, write down what you did up to that point first, and then that's how I would start. Any point can orient you, but that's how I would start. And then I would let that free. Hopefully, you can be. You won't be, hopefully you can do journal in a way where it will be imperfect. Don't make it perfect. Do it, just throw it all over the place. But that can lead you to what your mood, I love doing an anatomy of a mood of a day. Like if somebody like 6 a.m., my mood is a 5, and a 7 I indicate as like happy. Like 0 to 10, 10 is nobody's really a 10. You hope for 7 or 8, 6 is passable. Below that, there's a problem. So I would indicate the mood and try to note what raises your mood, what lowers it. I would write down what your dreams are, what your goals are, and what are the obstacles that get in the way. I suspect when you're doing this, you'll start to see, well, one of the obstacles is I'm not leaning in enough. I'm not being authentic. I'm not being true to myself. But don't be stuck to the ritual. Don't be married to it either. Just know things are going to swing, twirl, and twist during the course of that day, week, months.
Oh, that's so helpful. Thank you so much. Okay. I'm going to get going. I got to finish my show. But Douglas, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
It was a pleasure, Russ. Next time, make an appointment.
Got it. Appointments. We don't do cross-country pop-ins. Understood. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, this is so helpful. You know, I never really gave a lot of thought to the authenticity aspect of the causality of my depression, man. What's causing it? I was always like, what am I sad about? Why am I? I can really think of a number of things that could contribute to this in terms of authenticity. Obviously, this is personal, so it'll affect us all different in the causality. I know that's not how you say it. Causality. I don't know. Maybe it's just funner to say causality, man. Hey, everybody, you got a causality for that. I think the cause of the depression could be a number of things for a number of different people. But in this case, for authenticity. For me, I mean, especially that people pleasing nature, and even in relationships where like the idea is trying to be somebody for somebody else. And even on the most basic ADHD level, like where we try to police our behavior because like we don't want to interrupt people talking or we don't want to appear disinterested because we became distracted, or we want to live by our whims. But sometimes the idea of having structure, it feels false. So maybe in order for us to navigate the normie world, there's like a level of what you'd call like presumed lacking of levels of authenticity just by the very nature of integrating in society, really. And I think because if you're like me, I can get emotionally dysregulated, which in this case, to me, it's like if I'm not in the mood to do something, then I'm dramatically not in the mood to do something. And the attempt to force myself to do a thing like cleaning, and I'll always go to cleaning because it's the easiest example for me. It's so dramatic that it maybe resonates as not being authentic, because authentic me really fucking hates doing the dishes and never wants to do them again. And here I am, I'm having to do this. Like, why can't life be different? On the surface, I get it. Like things like cleaning and like it's life. This is life. And this is how life works. We clean. Perhaps deep down, chemically and genetically, my inner world is resonating as false because of that, and therefore sad, perhaps. It's food for thought. It's definitely Rice Krispie treats for thoughts, you know? Or ham sandwiches for thought. What is the proper food for thought? Questions, perhaps? So this is a real eye-opener for me. If you guys want to follow up with Douglas, he's a great guy, super intelligent. I'll link to him in the show notes. You can get in touch with him through his website. No one announced pop-ins, okay? That's a no-go, and I think we learned our lesson there. And I'll be in the forum. I'll be chatting it up with you guys about this to the forum members, posing some questions, looking at some tangible solutions or ways that we can work on ourselves in this landscape, which I think is good. You're more than welcome to join the forum. The more the merrier in there. My challenge to everybody this week would be, let's do some journaling. Are there ways in which we're living inauthentically? And could that be contributing to some negative moods that we're having? Who knows? It's always fascinating to dig in and really kind of get to know ourselves and why we are the way we are. I dig it. I dig the digging. I dig the diggery. That's going to do it for me, guys. I'm going to get busy doing my journaling. I like doing it in the morning. I think that's the best place because I'm just getting awake. I'm fresh. If you guys give this a thwack, let me know how it goes. You can reach out to me through the website, ADHDBigBrother.com, through the contact form. And with that, I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And I will talk to you later.